July 23, 2009, working hall center with Raf. Right. He's an injured worker. He's been an activist for the injured workers' rights for a number of years. And that's something that happened a long time ago. And he are going to share with us how to be an injured worker and to deal with all the claiming and appealing system, process with the system has been affect his life and his family life, how it looked like to be with their children and to grow and fight the system.
Yes, for myself and many other workers, our family members take a lot of the brunt of this. I mean, although we are the injured persons ourselves, when we're injured, it causes the pain causes us to change our whole way that we operate. I mean, we get angered very fast. The emotions run up because bills coming at us when you're first injured. Money's not coming in, so family members do take a lot of stress. My injury originally was in '85. I was off for approximately 6-7 months originally, something in there. Then I was told after a medical examination that there was nothing wrong and I was fit to go back to work. So I ended up going back to work for a number of years to the point where, and going to physio, where I lived I had to drive 120 kilometers to go to physio. But I needed the physio in order to just to keep working. And but in the end, I was able to hold out for about 5 years, and then my back completely caved out on me. After that, all the different entities, insurance companies, I ended up having nothing but trouble with them. But they held me out until I was able to win my appeal. It took me 9 years after my original injury to actually get a WCV claim started, or benefits. Right after that, I was cut off again. And because of this, each time I'm cut off or looking for benefits, my family is put to the street. So I have to move in with other family members. This has taken a real toll on the family, because it's happened 4 times at least so far. I mean, my kids are all growing up now. So when you're trying to raise, and I had 3 girls. So I mean, this was even more difficult on the girls. Nothing steady. You're always moving. Income is never. You never know if the income is going to be there. So this is very stressful on family members. And because of what I was experiencing, I felt it was important that I help other injured workers so that they don't experience the same thing. In doing so, I've gotten involved with a number of injured workers groups and also with the protest in 99. Now, we claimed during the time of our protest, we'd given the government a summary of of our concerns regarding how the WCB is operating. Out of that, we were given recommendations from the government, but nothing was ever followed through with. So we continued to dig up information through Freedom of Information and working with other people. Now, we'd heard about a red file, and this red file turns out to be what we believe is what they call the floating database. And in the red file, we found that they would put materials they don't wish you to have on your file. So in other words, when you're going into appeals, you're not getting full information. So when I found this out, knowing that I'd gone through numerous appeals, I'd already won my appeals. I had one left. And because of that, I decided not to even bother with it because, I mean, I'd gone through all these other appeals without full information. Now I'm going through another appeal, and I will not ever have full information to do an appeal. So I left the last one, but that kept me going because I know that most of these people that are going through the WCB system, they will never get a complete, proper, just hearing without full information. So since then, we've been friends of mine and myself have been trying to get to the courts so that we can get in front of a judge to let him review what we have and to see if we can possibly get some kind of investigation going into this. I have a real concern that the injured workers of this province and possibly other provinces, I don't know how it's operating in them, but if they're operating the same as our WCB here in Alberta, then the problem is going to be across the board, right across all, Canada. So this is a real concern of mine, and that's what keeps me going and doing what I'm doing. At point right now, I have not been cut off all my benefits. I have them. So, I mean, I don't have to continue appealing and appealing. So this allows me to work with my friends. But the stress of the family, it is, I mean, if we wish to have a decent society, if you're looking at all the people that are injured and every one of their families are being caught up with this and stressed out to the point where they fall apart, I mean, I'm still working with family members because of all that has taken place and trying to get it so that they're capable of operating in society. So that just tells me if we keep going the way we're going, I mean, we're not doing any benefit for society with injured workers not being treated properly, because their families, well, they have to go to the society also. And if they can't operate in society after they've gone through all these different stresses, then we're in serious trouble. So this is why I stay doing what I'm doing. And hopefully someday we will get in front of this judge and make some changes.